There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you have some more on the Za'Darius Smith trade to the Detroit Lions? Browns got a fifth this year and a sixth in 2026.
Yeah, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN said the sense coming out of Monday was the Lions were waiting out the Browns, who by keeping Smith through week 9 could see if another team developed a major need of pass rush. Browns originally wanted a fourth, but now get a fifth and sixth for Smith and a seventh. So that's what I said when the trade happened. We had Greco on. I was like, oh, I was hoping for a fourth. Obviously, we could not get that.
Well, people in hell want ice water.
The picks are mounting up, though, for this draft. And it is...
And who's going to make those? I mean, Za'Darius Smith is 32 years old. It's not like you're going to trade him and then sign him to a big contract and then everything's going to be fine. I mean, he was signed to a one-year deal, a potential out going into 2025. So, I mean, he's set to technically be a free agent. Going into this offseason, what were they going to give you?
Yeah, obviously the Browns were hoping, and eventually that's what they got. There wasn't necessarily a bidding war for him, which would have driven the price up. So the Browns in the 2025 draft, which is going to be a biggie, obviously, for them, considering their state of affairs and cap situation, they're going to need young, cheap players. They have their own picks in the first round, second round, third round, fourth round, and the sixth. So you have your standard selections. They have the Buffalo pick from the Amari Cooper trade in round 3, Detroit's pick in round 5, the one they just procured today, Chicago's pick in round 6, Minnesota's pick in round 6.
So we have how many of them? We have a lot. BK on Twitter.
Nine picks.
Boy, we've had 9 picks before, and it ended up being a bad draft. Brian Kennedy, 72, on Twitter. Said Twitter Actions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, they'll draft a dude that might be able to run down and cover kicks for a guy that was a solid starter in the NFL. I hate this team. All right, that's where we're at.
Well, what? So you're not supposed to...
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Are fans hoping we make 0 trades? Like, I don't understand.
I think that he's just frustrated by the season and that you're 2-7 and that you trade.
Teams that go 2-7 trade older guys.
Well, I know that, but you're not going to get equal value. So I'm not trying to make sense of what this person is tweeting, Anthony. I'm saying that they're obviously clearly frustrated. I don't think it was a valid argument to make. I think they're just very frustrated with their football team that, hey, you went and signed Za'Darius Smith. Why'd you sign Za'Darius Smith? Well, you wanted to go to the playoffs a bunch of times, which you made in the playoffs one time. You went out and got Za'Darius Smith because you wanted to make a run, and now we're 2-7, and we are liquidating the asset. And I'm sure he's the first of a few that are probably going to go today. I mean, Greg Newsom, what do you got left on Greg Newsom's deal? Now, you could always let that come to an end, let him sign somewhere else and take a compensatory pick. I want to ask Zach about how those compensatory picks work coming up at 840, which that is going to be a very gray area with how people are looking at it. But I also think that David Njoku is a name to look out for. Elijah Moore is a name. I don't think that David Njoku is a name to look out for. It's just been said by Mike Florio, so I'll go ahead and I'll take it, right? Elijah Moore is obviously someone we would pay attention to. That was a trade that hasn't really worked out overall for us, and maybe that he goes and he helps somebody else out, and we can see if he can get his career jump started. But yeah, here we are. So yeah, there's going to be some names that are disappointing. I'm much more interested in what Za'Darius Smith tweeted when he wrote SMH. If you're saying shake my head, for didn't you say you'd be intrigued to go to Detroit? Didn't he say that?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect landing spot for him, and he's a chance to win the Super Bowl. He started the season on one team that thought they had a chance to contend for the Super Bowl. Now he's legitimately on a team that thinks they've got a Super Bowl winning shot. I mean, what player wouldn't want to do that?
So is you?
It's not like he's getting uprooted across the country, and it's a mess of sorts. It's right down the road, driving distance.
So as you had stated, I mean, going into this, I mean, 2/3, 1/4, 1/5, 3/6. It's okay. How do you, how long do you, I mean, do you trust the guy making the picks?
No. Right now, obviously.
So then we have to have a serious discussion about his future.
I think we have. I think we've been having that serious discussion the last 3 weeks. I think that most of Cleveland is now talking about whether or not Andrew Berry is good enough. And there's still mixed reviews, and there's hope. There's always going to be hope. Guys like Cedric Tillman are kind of coming alive. Martin Emerson's taken a step back, unfortunately, this year. Look, the longer this goes where Berry's the GM, I mean, it's all his guys.
It's been five
drafts. Yeah, whether he drafted, yeah. A lot of GMs don't get that much time. So, you know, unfortunately, the proof has been in the pudding overall, you know, of the whole team. JOK, that was a great pick. You still have some holdovers from previous regimes on this team that are starting to age out. I think another thing, just kind of as an aside, I think part of the issue with the Berry drafts is that we're doing the rent a pass rusher every year still that's a starter. It's nice to rent the pass rushers as depth. We are still renting starters for a year or two. We had to do it with Jadeveon Clowney. Not finding that complement over the last 5 years to Myles Garrett. They found guys that have been productive, but it's not the way you typically want to do it. You want to draft one of those guys so that they can grow over the long term. You know, Pittsburgh has had that, obviously, with T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward, and you just haven't had that. You've had to go and get a guy every year and then figure out the scheme. And while they have had production, it'd be nice to draft somebody who could have been that. And, you know, it's been over the course of Myles Garrett's entire career here, that they really haven't had that guy.
Well, I mean, yeah, even after that draft, and I mean, you can think about some of the guys that they've picked up in free agency. It's been a long time. I mean, even John messed that up with, remember, Chad Thomas back in 2018, yeah. Yep. Who's, I think he'd rather be Quincy Jones than a football mm-hmm. player. Is he even,
67th overall
pick.
Yeah,
I don't think he's been in the league for a while. Yeah, he's been out of the league for 5 years. Yeah, everybody else, it's kind of like, well, you know, Jacob Phillips was a guy who mm-hmm. couldn't stay healthy. And then everybody else, I mean, these are mid to late round picks, not classic defensive ends. I mean, Juwan Briggs is more built like a defensive tackle. And that was a 7th round choice just this last year. But even then, like, they've never been, and you look at their history as a football team, I mean, this might be the best collection. It's hard for me to say that. One of the better collections of talent that they've ever had. They're historically, their talent from 1946 on has been predominantly offense.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, you have Clay Matthews, a couple other guys defensively. You know, the Frank Minifield and Hanford and a couple of guys. But other than that, it's Michael Dean Perry. But it's been mostly offense who have been your prolific playmakers. And now that you have Myles Garrett over the last 8 seasons. But again, I think it brings into question exactly what you're trying to do, because I think that what the Browns are trying to do now is you're trying to do the balance of, and I didn't get a chance to ask John about this because, you know, we had the trade with Za'Darius Smith happen, and there's a couple things I had to put on the back burner for John that I think I want to bring into over the next couple of weeks. But with these guys that you have, do you want to completely retool, completely tear down to the studs, or do we want to have a conversation like, hey, you know, there was a lot of people had a lot of questions about the quarterback class this year. Washington still took one. Washington's still great. A lot of people had questions about C.J. Stroud. You and I didn't, but a lot of people did. Houston took him. Houston's doing great. Do we have to tear it all the way down and then build it up Or can we take some of the guys that we have now who are still expensive football players who will still count against the cap in a lot of ways, even if you were to move on from, like Daryl had said yesterday, can you still go out and get that guy and then maybe heat this thing up before a lot of people think you do? Even when you have the specter of Deshaun Watson coming back in some form or fashion, probably not on the field, but in some way. These are questions we have to ask Zach coming up next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.